Fine.
So we're doing the new sugya just for a day. Brachos, Yud Beis Men Aleph. Okay? So it's basically about Safi Brachos. But specifically Brachos Nana. Okay? So, the background, the one piece of background which everyone knows is that in general, if you have a Safik in Halacha, so we say Safik Deoraisa L'chamra, so Deron L'kula. Right? Like if you're not sure, for instance, if you benched. So do you have to bench again? So it depends. How much did you eat? If you ate Kidei Sviya, you're full. So you have Deoraisa, so then you have to bench again. If you ate less than Kidei Sviya, Zayas, whatever, so then you're only Chayv in the Ramonon. So if it's a Safek, so you don't bench. Right? And that's the principle that carries through with all mitzvahs. So Safek, if you have a Safek, then depends if it's Zayas or Zarbonon. Okay? Applies also by Yisurim. Right? Yisurim. If you're not sure if something's bottle, so depending on whether it's you need Bittul B'Shishim is Deoraisa or Derabanan. If you say that you need that, that's the Deoraisa requirement. If you have a Terovas and you need Bittul, you know, you need Shishim against the Deoraisa, then it's Misak Deoraisa. But if you see that requirement is only Derabanan, then it's going to be Bittul. Then you say the Derabanan, you can make them. Okay, I mean, it's a complicated case, but whatever. Okay, fine. So that's the general, that's the starting point. Okay? That's the starting point. So now you have yourself a machlokas. You have a funny case, which I'll mention a little bit, but I don't really want to get into the case in particular that much. But basically you have a case where if a person picks up a glass of wine, I'm sorry, a glass of beer, okay? Picks up a glass of beer, and while when he picked it up, he thought it was wine. Okay? He thought it was wine. And he, since he thought it was wine, he says, Baruch Hashem, looking at Allah, right? And while he's saying that, he's thinking that he's going to say, he's saying the beginning of Bar Pergafen. Right? And Bar Pergafen, we know, doesn't work for beer. Okay? So he's saying the beginning of a bracha, which doesn't work, even though it's the same words, but that's his das. Okay? He's thinking Bar Pergafen. Then he notices halfway through the bracha, and he changes it, and he says very often. So he enunciated. If you would listen to him, he said it perfectly, right? And the end of the bracha, he said it with the right intent. But the beginning of the bracha, which the Gemara calls is the ikar of the bracha, right? He had the wrong intent. So the Gemara wants to know: does that work or not? Does that disqualify the bracha? Do you say that you go by the ikar bracha, which is the beginning? Baruch Hashem, looking up alone, the essence of a bracha is the recognition of God, and that was improper. Or do you say go by the chazima? Okay, the chazima is a bracha, which is Bar Pergafen, and since you said that properly, and you had the right in mind, you said it, everything's cool, fine. Gemara didn't know. Gemara tried to prove one way or another, back forth, didn't work it out. Okay? Basically, it goes on as off. So now, we've got a question. What do we do? What do you do? Let's say it happens to you. Gemara doesn't resolve it. What do you do? So, Tosfos, this is Tosfos, Yud Beis Men Aleph, Lo, Lasui Nama, says, Upirish Rav Alphas, Hashta, the Lo Ifshita Bayan, since the Ibaya question is not resolved, Hazlina Lekula. We go towards leniency. So even though you began thinking it was wine, chamra's wine, and you ended thinking it was beer, so why? Why did you go to kula? Right? What's his justification? Simply because it's drabana. Right? Person and is drabana. And he says it's drabana kula. So you'd say, since the Gemara doesn't resolve, the Rif says, since the Gemara doesn't resolve the Ibaya, so Savi Brachos. Savi Brachos, Savi Darabanan, Brachos Darabanan, Savi Darabanan Kula. So you don't have to do it. Seems simple. Simple enough. But the Tosafot continues, V'ri hayom el chumra, the tzorech levarach mamacharas. The Ri says el chumra, you have to bench again. You have to make the bracha again. You have to make the bracha again. Period. Okay? The rest of the Tosafot is not relevant to our point. Okay? So, the problem is what's the svar for the Ri? Right? What's the svar for the Ri? What happened to Savi Darman Lekula? Let him say Darman Lekula. Right? So, the Gilead Hashas notices the problem. Ricky Vega. Bottom right. It tells the Raschel Chumra, Velo Shayach HaChalom HaSavi Baruch HaZakula. Right? It's not Shayach here to say that. The Kvarkos of Rasha, the Psachim, the Lo Shanu Kenel Baruch HaMitzvos. You only say that by Baruch HaMitzvos, the Baruch HaSein HaMa'akvos. Because the bracha of a mitzvah is in Ma'akev. If you don't say bracha, you also say the mitzvah. So you chayev to do it, but now maybe you did. So safik, so you say bracha in Ma'akvos, so don't do it. Safik darbanon, so bracha in Ma'akvos, safik darbanon. Avol berchza ne'enem. But by a berchza ne'enem. Aser lecha v'lo bracha. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. And by mitzvah, it's not aser to do the mitzvah, it's just you chayev to do it, but it's not Ma'akev. If you don't do it, you don't do it. Right? So if you're not sure, so something, so they're only cool. But by here, there's an iser to make a brat to eat without making a bracha. Okay? Lo avikan chashash bracha vatala, and it's not chashash bracha vatala, dim lo yivarach, yasu alishtos, because you don't make the bracha, you're not allowed to drink. So you gotta do it. You gotta do it. Okay? And then he says he saw it, Rabbi Ozer says the same svara, whatever. So, does this make sense? Maybe here he's trying to explain. He's saying that you can't say Don Lekula because here there's an Isser. It's not just a matter of a mitzvah here, but there's an Isser to eat without making a bracha.
But isn't that...
Okay, so Shmuel says correctly. Is that who cares if you're shifting it from a chova to be mevarech or an Isser to eat without making a bracha? What's the Isser? It's an Isser Rabbanon. Brachos are Rabbanon. Brachos are Rabbanon. So the Slavic Darban Lekula applies both by mitzvahs and by Yisurim. Right? It's not a principle which only works by mitzvahs. It works by both. So who cares? Yes, it's also to eat without making a bracha. Well, did I make a bracha? Maybe. Maybe I did. I did, right? I don't know. I'm not, you know that's the case here. I don't know whether this counted. So it's a Slavic Isra Lechum. Slavic Isra Darbanon. So what's the difference? The same thing. Call it a chova, call it an iser. It doesn't make a difference. How does Rabbi Kivager sounds like, oh, you can't do it because you can't eat without making a bracha, so you gotta. You can't. Well, you can't eat treif. But if it's treif derabanan and it's a safek, we still don't gula. So that doesn't help by shifting it from a mitzvah to an iser. Right? It just doesn't seem to really get down to the core of the issue.
Yeah.
But what's our first step? How should we approach this? So what we have to do, as Shimon Levi are suggesting, is we have to look into where is this Isser coming from, right? I mean, yeah, if it's, is it clear that it's Darabon? Where is the source of this Isser? And this mitzvah and the whole thing, I mean, maybe if we look into this thing, right? The question is, why is this different than all other Darabonans, such that here you're doing the Chumra? So maybe we have to look into the source of Bracha, Bracha Rishona, figure out the source, and then what the Rabbi Kivager is invoking this principle of this is Isser. So let's look at that principle. Let's see how it comes up, see how it's expressed, and see if getting some insight into that will help us figure it out, right? In other words, we could just, you know, ponder for today and tomorrow, but let's look at the sources, let's see where, you know, how it comes up, and see if we could find the difference. Good? So this is the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos, right? The sixth parak of Brachos, Ketzim of Arachim, is talking about Bracha Rishonos. Right, that's what the parak's about. Right? Ketzim, Rachon, Alaperos, tells you what you make on fruits, on vegetables, on this, on that. So the very beginning of the Masada, the parak, starts Menon immediately. How do I know that you have to make a Bracha Rishonos? Where's the source for this whole thing? So it says... Okay, so it's a limud. Kodesh Hilul Mahashem. Not the Rabbi, it's a limud, whatever, that it teaches you. Right. So the pasuk in Vayikra teaches you that you're chayav to make a bracha. You're not allowed to taste in there without making a bracha. So it's a limud from netter ravai, whatever. But the Gemara rejects it. It says, what do you mean? But you need the pasuk to teach something else. So it ends up rejecting it. Okay, it doesn't work out. Okay, it tries to do that. It tries to learn it from that. Okay. So, basically, it goes through a whole up and back in the Gemara there to try to see if you could learn that from this pasuk. But it ends up, at the end of the day, the punchline is that pasuk is already used up. Okay? And it's not available to teach me this halacha of making a bracha. Okay? It's not available. So you're stuck back to the original problem in Anamili. Where is the source for bracha? Right? So let me ask you, at that stage of the game, would it have been a deraisa or derabanan? Thanks. If we were to learn that from Kodesh Yilam L'Hasham. Deraisa. Deraisa, right? Okay. But it can't learn it out from there. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara at the very end, it's like the fifth or sixth wide line. Ella Svarahu. Aser lo la'adam she'ehenam al-mazav la'bracha. It's a svara. It's aser for a person to have hanaf in this world without a bracha. Vashi. Svaru. So shavayu su pircha, because there's a, if you try to learn out from the pasuk, basically both ways, like when I try to learn out, it doesn't work out. Right? El svaru. I'm jumping a little bit. The kivon de nana. Since you have an ana, you have to give hoda'ah to the one who created it. Okay? You have to give hoda'ah to the one who created it. This far. Okay. Yeah, look at the Tosis, actually. I didn't realize this. But it says, the kra dinasiv le'el, I the pasuk my brother pasuk before. It says, asmachta malma. Right, it was just an asmachta. I'm not saying that pasuk. Really, it's a svara. It's not really a pasuk. But the Gemara yasavar mitzchila the limud gomara. The Gemara originally thought that it was a real limud. Right, I thought it was a real limud, but it turns out it's not a real limud. It's just an asmachta. Okay, but it really you learn it out from a svara. Okay, you really need to learn it out from a svara. Okay. So. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Okay, so now the question is it a Darabanan? Is it a Daraisa? It's a Svara. So what's a Svara? So let's see, Svara. So what's the status of Svara? Are Svaras just made up by the rabbis? The smart rabbis who know how to think? Or as far as in the Torah? Does the Torah hold by Svara? Or is that just an invented idea? Okay. Mister. Okay, so the Gemara says, I'll read you Gemara. But there are many Gemaras like this. But it says, this is the Gemara Bava Kama. And Bava Mabes. Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Minayin Hamotzim Echol Avaraya. Hamotzim Echol Avaraya. What does that mean?
Innocent
and guilty. Okay, good. If I want to basically claim you stole my $100, okay, so I bring you to court. They say, hey, you stole my $100. So the halacha is, what's the halacha? That, or you're not stealing, you damaged my car. You know? That guy damaged my car. So does the court say, well, after all, he said he damaged the car, I'll give him and pay him $100? Or do they say, hey, they're arguing, he says yes, he says no, split it 50-50. Right? No, we don't do that. We say, I'm Otsumicha Alvaraya. Right, if you want to be motzi, if you want to take money from your friend, you have to prove it. So how do we know that? Where's the pasuk for that? Right? So the Gemara says, Shenemar, mi baal devarim, yigash alayim. Whoever is the baal devarim should approach. Yeah, what does it mean, yigash should approach? Yagish raya alayim. To limud, that means he should bring forth approach with a proof. Whoever's the baal devarim, whoever's the, making the taina, making the claim, has to bring forth the support. Okay? So it's a limud, it's extra, whatever. So the Gemara says, Maskifla Ravashi. Ravashi asks a strong question. Halamalikra? Svaro? What do we need a pasuk for this? It's a svara. The ka'iv le ka'iva, the person who has a wound, the person who has a pain, azul be'asya, go bring it to the doctor. It means he's the one who has the problem. He's the one who has the tort. Right? He's making the claim. He has to bring it to the court, and he has to prove it. You can't just say he took my. It's really crazy. What do I say? I can just go to a court and say he owes me $100, and that's it. They just listen to me. If you want to claim that there's some sort of injustice going on here, you got to make some sort of a claim, proof of it. Right? And obviously, you can't have it's a svara. You can't have a society that any guy who makes a claim could just go and take another guy's money. That's crazy. Right? What kind of system is that? I mean, never again. They don't make claim back. They make claim back. They make claim back. There's no. Right? What does it assume? The status quo. The guy who has the money is the guy who has the money. Like they say in America, possession is 9/10 of the law. Right? Innocent until proven guilty is, I guess, in a criminal case, but, right? So, it's a svara. So, what do you bring me a pasuk for? Who needs a pasuk? But I'll tell you why. Who needs a pasuk? Why don't you say I need a pasuk to make it a deraisa? Right? But what's the answer? As far as the Raisa. Right? As far as the Raisa. The Torah is built upon Gzeras HaKasvos, based upon Limudim, based upon things which God writes explicitly or God conveys to us through Limudim in the Torah, but also based upon Svaras, based upon logical reasoning applied to justice and applied to Pesachim and applied to right? Svaras are built in and part of the Torah. So apparently the Gemara is saying is even without a pasuk we know Yomotzei Havaraya, right? Even if it didn't say it anywhere, we just simply be able to derive from Svara. And it's so much so, why do we need a pasuk for? So apparently Svara is the Raisa. Right? Apparently Svara is the Raisa. Let's see here. And it makes sense if you think about it. Amli Kra. He quotes your Ksuvos and Nida also. Okay, it's not the only time. This appears in other places. So therefore, if you take that reasoning to its natural conclusion, when it's saying is, it wants to know, how do you know you have to make a bracha? So it says it's a svara. Svara, asala hanosminozav a bracha. Forbidden for a person to have hana'ah from this world without first recognizing the source where it comes from. Now, what does that mean? The Rabbanon made up a svara? Really, according to the Torah, Hashem holds you're allowed to eat and no problems. But now the Rabbanon say it's a svara. You're not allowed to benefit from this world without a. Right, what? Hashem says that's okay, and then the Rabbanon just made up a svara and said that you're not allowed to. They're saying is it's a svara. It's logical. It's logical. You're not allowed to do that. It's wrong. Right? So it may not be a Gzeres HaKasav, may not be an explicit one of 613 mitzvahs, but it's saying is it's a Svara. Svara, you're not allowed to do it. It's as far as simple as that is that he created it, and for you to just take it and just imagine that it's yours intrinsically, that you have a right to it, and you have a right to enjoy it and engage in it without recognizing the source of it is wrong. I don't think it's like because you're going to make Hashem angry and you're going to make him feel bad. It's because of the fact that it's appropriate for a person to realize that it's you don't have intrinsic ownership over the world and you don't have intrinsic right to something. And it's appropriate that you recognize that the thing is from someone else. Not because it's going to hurt God otherwise, but it's just the right way. It's appropriate. You could argue whether you like the svar or not. I don't know. The Gemara is holding it to svar. So, I mean, what's the philosophical basis and what's the sense? And I don't know. I don't really want to go into that now. Yeah, I don't know. It's a different discussion. But the Gemara holds it to Svara. So, we're not going to really understand the Sugya better by saying that we don't think it's a Svara.
Right.
We're saying it's a Svara. Now, unless the Rabbanan are making up a Svara, we don't make up Svaras. They're not manufactured. Svara means it's logical. Right? So, if it's just one way of looking at it and it just. You know, you could say one way or another, then you exerce a gossip. Then that's not a svara. A svara means you don't need to exerce a gossip. That's the idea. When something is not clear, then you need to exerce a gossip. You need God to say, this is what you have to do. But it's saying it's a svara, it's saying we don't need a pasuk to teach it to me. It's a svara. So it could be if God wrote it in a pasuk, it would be formalized as one of Tariq mitzvos or whatever. But he's saying is the fact that I must recognize the source of God created the world and he allowed man to eat. I mean, Gemara goes into it later from Beis Lam Sukkim. God created the world and he gave it to man, and but it's God's world. And I mean, it's a different discussion. We get into the philosophy of it. But the point is that the Gemara, there's not a halachic discussion. The Gemara wants to know, where's the source of the thing? And the conclusion of the discussion is it's a svara. So I'm just saying is that it would seem, if you follow the Gemara Bava Kamma correctly, and you realize that halacha is based on svaras, and the Gemara is saying it's a svara, it's not saying it's not a svara, it's saying it is a svara. It's not saying the Rabbanan just declared it to be so, or they said it's a gezerah because if you don't make brachas, then you can be mechal Shabbos, or Anna, something like that. There's a way to say a gezerah. It's saying it's like it is a svara. Right? But aren't brachas the Rabbanan? I mean, are we saying brachas are brachas are deoraisos? Is that true? I mean, well, that's kind of a question here. But do the Rabbanan have any role here, or is this purely deoraisa? Okay, good. So they're saying good is that we're not saying brachas Hashem Kinnachon Shakalni V'Devaro is a deoraisa. We're just saying is it's a svara that Asulam Samal Zavala Bracha. What does the bracha mean? We're not sure exactly, but some recognition of God, some expression, something, which we'll have to get into. The Rabbanan did is they codified that svara. Because that idea is an idea from the Torah. It's a svara. It's an intrinsic idea. But there can be many different ways. How are you going to do that? Maybe it would be sufficient to think that it's from Hashem. Maybe you could just say, thank God. Maybe you could, I don't know, what would you do? Maybe you just point it up to the sky, whatever it is. Rabbanan took this svara and they codified it and they made it into a halachic form. Maybe it would be enough if a person just had that recognition once a year that everything I eat is from Hashem. Whatever. But the concept, the idea behind it is that it's a person has to, when he eats the food, it's saying it's a svara, that if you're enjoying, if you're benefiting from the thing, you have to recognize that it's because you're able to benefit because of the one who created it. And that's a svara. So the Rabbanan gave form to it. Gave form to the svara. But the svara is a svara. It's just the codification of it is based on the Rabbanan. So now that we're here, so now we turn to our question. Right? So now, what do you think should happen now when it comes to a case of a guy who isn't sure whether he made a bracha? He's in Suffolk. Right? He said something, but he's not sure whether it works because he still had the wrong intent at the beginning, at the end, whatever. Right? That's all the question. It's not clear whether it works or not. Right? He's not sure whether he's yotzei. So the question is, so now what do we do? It's a suffix. So how should we treat this? So let's first deal with the Ri. Right? Because the Ri is saying that we're chomer or machmer. So what's the argument for the Ri? Right, so he'll argue, what I'm saying is that since there's an Isser deraisa of eating without a bracha, the Inyan is deraisa. I mean, it may not be, again, a formalized Isser in Tariq Mitzvahs, but the idea is from Hashem, that you're not allowed to eat without making a bracha. It's wrong. So you don't say Savi Darban Lakul on that. Because that's something maybe what you're saying. Because he's not just saying because it's an Isser. He's saying because he's referencing you to the Isser, and you got to look at it. He's not just saying, we thought he would just say, oh, because it's an Isser. What is it? Because he doesn't know that Savi Darban Lakul applies by Isserim? Of course he knows that. He's not, you know, there's a straw man. That's not really what he's saying. He's referencing you to the idea is that if you're an animus, and also you're not, you can't eat without making a bracha. You can't eat. That's a deraisa. That's not just, it's true, yes, the technical codification of Hilchos Brachos, the way in which it's formalized is, yes, that's Vandama Darabaman. But here, the question is, I have to recognize God before I eat. And I didn't. Or maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So that's a suffix deraisa. You don't treat that like a suffix deraban. That's really deraisa. This is deraisa. So even if you'll tell me in the technical form of the thing is a derabanan, but who cares? Point is I have an issa deraisa on me, which prevents me from being able to eat without a bracha. So what's the riff going to say back to that?
Maybe like this.
We have to understand, like, when we're dealing with this institution, it's like a double institution. On the one hand, you have the Svara Deoraisa, and then you have the codification Darabanan, right? Okay. And the framework of the Darabanan, so definitely you'll say Sevdaran Lagula. Right? Sevdaran Lagula. The question is, what about in the framework of the Deoraisa? How do you deal with that? So it seemed the way to get around that, and this is, I think, one of the things you tried, Matt, is to say that there is no suffix in the framework of the Deoraisa. That you're yotzei the Deoraisa. The only question is about the Darabanan part of it. Right? The only question about the Darabanan part, and then you say Darabanan Gula. Right? If you could somehow pull off, I'm just kind of mapping out an approach, if you could say that in this case, you're yotzei the Deoraisa, and it's only a question about the Darabanan, then you'll be able to be mekel. As opposed to if you say in this case the deraisa is also in question, then you're going to have a mistake and you have to be machmir. So the question that's going to boil down to, how do you understand the deraisa? How do you understand the deraisa, and have you satisfied the deraisa here? So what happened here? So the question is if I were to make this bracha, right? Let's say I make this bracha, and it turns out that I'm not yotzei, right? But I'm not sure whether I'm yotzei because it's a suffix. So now I eat it. So would I be in violation of the deraisa? Could you formulate the deraisa in a way that you're still in fulfillment of the deraisa? Or if you want to take that other case, let's say I'm not sure if I made a bracha. I don't know if I made a bracha. So I look up the halacha and I see it says the codification is darabanan. So therefore, since the darabanan, I say the darabanan kula. Could you say that now I'm not in violation of the deraisa? Okay, not in violation of the deraisa. But I didn't make a bracha, or maybe I didn't make a bracha, right? See, but maybe the whole idea like this is that the Rif argues, and when it says svara, it's a deraisa. What does it mean? Does it mean that min haTorah you're chayiv to enunciate a bracha before you eat, or something like a bracha? I have to say, obviously, I don't say bracha tashna, right? But is it pshat that my matir to eat is the maisa of a bracha, right? Or do you just say what the svara means? It means there's a din in the gavra, which means that you must eat with the recognition of God as the source of your achila. It's asur to eat in a manner where you feel like entitled to the food and it's yours. Is that the gavra has to be in a certain state. The svara is that the gavra ochal must have hakaras Hashem. It's not a technical, formalized idea. It's just saying is the gavra, when you eat, you have to be a gavra who has hakaras Hashem as the source of your achila. But not that you have to enunciate, not that min haTorah, the svara. Does the svara dictate that you enunciate something before you eat? And like every maisa achila must begin with an enunciation of asking permission, so to speak? Or does it just mean that only a certain gavra is allowed to partake of the world, and it's the gavra has to have the hakara in order to eat, otherwise it's like you're denying God? So the Rif argues the svara is a din in the gavra. Yes, the Rabbanon said don't just leave it as a gavra, but you're chayav to actually enunciate that gavra every single time. That's part of the structure of the Rabbanon, what they made up. But the concept of svara is an amorphous idea that the gavra must have a karas Hashem when he eats. He has to be thinking of Hashem when he knows this is from Hashem. Now, if that's the case, so now if the person basically, he's about to eat the food, and now he says, I want to recognize God, I have to express Shavach. Wait a second, but maybe I already did. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to say Shem Hashem, or I don't want to say a bracha, so there's the Darabanan, the codification, there's the Darabanan, I'm not going to do it, right? So the point is, that's the gavra of bracha. That is the gavra of bracha. Because the way you violate the svara is simply to eat the thing without caring. Just pick it up and eat. But here, you are thinking, the whole you're dealing with the Gavra, asking a Shaila, thinking through, did I recognize God, did I not recognize God? It's not about, the very involvement in that process is already the Gavra. He doesn't have to say it. The fact that he's stopping before he eats and thinks about God and thinks that it's from Hashem, whether he says the bracha or he doesn't say the bracha, he's already that Gavra. The moment he ponders the fact that he's supposed to recognize God before he says it, he's the Gavra. Or that's saying the moment he says the wrong text of the thing and doesn't meet the exact form of the thing. You know, in that sense, it's similar to what you're saying, Matt. It's not the whole, according to the Rif, the whole, he's not going as far as we said. According to the Ri, we were saying is the Svara, also lenos also below bracha, without a maisa bracha, without saying, God, you're the source of this thing. I recognize God, right? Therefore, I don't know whether I did that, right? I mean, yeah, I said something, but maybe that's nothing to do with the right, if you define it by the ick or whatever. I basically didn't recognize God about this food. Right? I didn't recognize him about something else, but that's not bracha. That's not a bracha. So therefore, I'd have to say the rest of the chumrah. Right? If I don't know whether I made the bracha, it's very nice I think about Hashem, but I don't know whether I made a bracha. So I might be over in the Zidoraisa. So I say the rest of the chumrah. But according to the Rif, the whole Isser is... It's not the Isser, when we're saying it's a deraisa, yes, there is a deraisa. And this is, I think, the way we would think about it, that without before this massive chiddush, which we're saying, that as far as this is a deraisa of bracha, the Rif is going to hold simply that, yeah, the svara means the concept that a gavra must have a karsa Hashem when he eats the food, he can't think it's my food. That's a svara, and that's a deraisa. And yes, if a person just ate the thing carefree, my food, yes, he'd be violating the deraisa. But if he stops and thinks, should I give Shevach Hashem? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, I don't know. That's already, immediately he's fulfilled the deraisa. Now the only question is, has he fulfilled the derabanan? Has he made the bracha properly? Hilchos brachos, the way the rabbanan took the gavra and codified it into in a particular form. Oh, well, that's a suffix. Well, that's a derabanan gula. Once the Rabbanan set up and they formalized the Gavra in terms of the system of Hilchos Brachos, so now you're beholden to the system of Hilchos Brachos. What I was saying is that just because the system of Brachos led you off doesn't mean you're off from the Deraisa. But you can't just say, as the Rabbanan is, that you must be Mekayim the Gavra through Hilchos Brachos. So you can't just say, I'll do the Gavra through the Deraisa, the pre Hilchos Brachos. Well, now you have to do it. Just like, for instance, is deraisa of tefillah is just to say shevach v'kashan hodah. But if you said that, I mean, yotze deraisa, but you still chayv to do the derabanan. So if we knew for sure that you weren't yotze, because you go by the bach sicha chasima, so then you'd say, yeah, you're the gavra and you're yotze deraisa, but the halacha is the derabanan instead of hilchos brachos, and you're mechuyev to fulfill the gavra, to realize the gavra in tzuras bracha.
You would be the gavra,
but you're mechuyev to make a bracha. Once the Rabbanan set up a formalized way for the Gavra to be realized, if you are that Gavra through some other way, it's true, you're not going to be violating the Issa Deraisa, but you're not fulfilling the Rabbanan method. And the Gavra could be enhanced or realized in a particular way. And you're Mechuyev to fulfill the Gavra in the formalized system with which they set up. As they set up a structure and system, they didn't just leave it as the Gavra. Of course, it's an expansion of the concept of the Gavra, but they developed the Gavra into a system. And now I'm a chuyav to that system. So I have to follow the system in the Kilchasa. So now if I know I didn't do it, you can't just say, well, I'm the Yosef Dereis. Okay, that's Shemian Yosef Derabana. There's two things in Bracha. There's the particular Maisa, and then there's the Kim of the Gavra of Bracha. Which is the bracha is the kiyum of a gavra, that he's a karas Hashem, that he's eating, it's a different gavra who eats. So that's the kiyum. You could argue that's the essential kiyum of a bracha, is the gavra is when he does a mitzvah, when he does this, he is a karas Hashem. So that's part of the kiyum of a bracha. So the saying is, when it says also a zibel of bracha, does it mean without the gavra of a bracha? It means the gavra who recognizes God as the source of whatever it is? Or does it mean without a maisa bracha? So usually we're in the halachic world and we mean the maisa of bracha. But this is a svara which predates the particular formalization of hilchos brachos. So I'm saying it means the inyan of bracha, the essential kiyam of bracha, which is the kiyam of the gavra, which is the zakar sasham. I'm saying it's also for a person to davening from this world without recognizing that. But that's the din, that's the kiyum of bracha. The point is, I'm saying is, there's a big chiddush, the massive chiddush. I think it's borne out by the Svara point, but let's not pretend it's not a chiddush. Say that bracha is a deraisa is a chiddush. So now the riff is minimizing the chiddush. He's just saying is that the deraisa, the Svara, is the din in the gavra. That the Svara is not saying, enunciating a bracha is a deraisa. He's just saying the concept, the gavra, who eats, is the, has to be the proper gavra. That's a, you can't eat without having that recognition, but not that there's like, and that's what you said, like by Ben Noach have to do it. So I'd say is yeah, that's as far that the God Ben Noach to be the right gavra, right? But it's not. But the concept of the Rif is saying is to tell me like an amira is a svara. That's already a bit chiddush to say an amira is a svara, right? I mean, it's like according to the Rif, it's like the according to the Ri, it's almost like the svara is that you have to like ask permission, so to speak. It's like you need permission to do it. According to the ref, it's not that. It's more an idea that the world was given to certain kinds of gavras. Your right to partake of the world is that you have a certain. It's not asking permission. It's just that you God gave the world to man insofar as he's certain he understands who his place in the world, but not that you have to actually ask permission. It's just that you have to have an appreciation of where you are now. That's true, deraisa. But then the Rabbanan came and says, it's very nice, people aren't having that appreciation, so they set up a formalized system of brachos. You know, according to the Ri, it's actually part of an achila. It's you don't really have, even if you are the right gavra, you without like almost getting permission, without getting a matir, you have no right to eat.
Right.
According to the Ri, you need a maisa bracha, is the matir. That's the svara. That you have no right to eat from this world without a matir of maisa miras bracha. Now, may not, now the Rabbanan codified what that is, but it's nesed deraisa to eat without making a bracha. Now, all I have is a suffix, whether I did bracha or whether I didn't, but I don't have bracha. So a suffix creates the gavra, but it doesn't create the maisa, because the gavra is totally in his lave, so the fact that he's pondering the very suffix itself is the gavra. But the maisa, all I have is a suffix maisa. Well, since this is the Raisa, so this is the Raisa of Chumrah. Alright?
Yeah.
So
the question I want to take up next time is that, hopefully Thursday, I'm not going to be here Tuesday and Wednesday, but there's a question is, I'll go back to it. But the question is by an Onain. An Onain is a person whose relative died and didn't yet bury him. So the halacha by an Onain is that he's chayiv, he's asur to do any isser, but he's chayiv to do all, but he's potter from all mitzvahs. He doesn't have to do any positive thing, but he's not allowed to do any surim. So the question is he allowed to eat? Is he chayav to make a bracha? Okay, is he chayav to make a bracha? So do you say, because bracha is like, is it a mitzvah? Is it an iser? Right? So the halacha is that he's he doesn't say a motzi, and he could eat. Yasalam zavala bracha, what about the iser? Right, why don't you say this? Of course, an Isser. Right? According to what we're learning, it's Svarah, sir. Isser. So it's not just a mitzvah, it's an Isser. So I'd like to try to take that up and see how both the Ri and the Ref will address that question. Okay? Maybe the answer is the same, maybe differently.